And actually, it made a lot of money for a lot of entrepreneurs because it freed up a lot of innovation, if that's what you're after. It's also very good for consumers. So one main thing that we need is more encouragement of antitrust actions. But that's not it. I mean, we're also going to need more legislation on privacy. I'd love to see some significant penalties against the big tech companies for their law-breaking behavior. And there have been some hints at criminal charges recently. I mean, there was I believe a judge recently was talking about possible criminal charges against Apple executives for their behavior in a recent trial. Speaking of Apple and Google, by the way, I liked what Corey wrote in his newsletter on August 26th. This is all, by the way, on the playlist at tectonic.fm. Corey writes, "Like Apple, Google has a track record of selling its users out to oppressive governments. Apple blocked all working privacy tools for its Chinese users at the behest of the Chinese government, while Google secretly planned to release a version of its search engine that would enforce Chinese censorship edicts and help the Chinese government spy on its people." And here Corey includes a link to the infamous Dragonfly project. This was going to be a search engine that Google was trying to offer to the Chinese government to help spy on Chinese citizens. And Corey then continues, "Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, personally gave $1 million to Donald Trump for a seat on the dais at this year's inauguration. So did Apple CEO Tim Cook. Both men are in a position to help the self-described dictator make good on his promise to spy on and arrest Americans who disagree with his totalitarian edicts." So here you see, friends, the problem of monopolization and concentration of power, and the platform decay that Corey writes about that inevitably follows in the wake of concentration of power is not simply an issue of we're getting bad search results and the business environment is locked down and all sorts of bad things are happening to users and business customers. That's all apparent and true, but it goes beyond that. Now, with the alignment, the close alignment of these big tech beasts with the current occupant of the White House and his authoritarian leanings, we have a political crisis that these platforms are now poised to be used to accelerate. I'm not going to say initiate the surveillance state because we already live in a surveillance state, but to accelerate the surveillance state and to more fully weaponize it for the whims of the current occupant. As Corey writes, if the current occupant makes good on his promise to arrest Americans who disagree with his policies, then you know what platforms are going to be used for this. It's going to be the big tech platforms. And so the problem that we are facing is cultural and social and economic and commercial and political. It is all of these aspects wrapped into one. This enfeeblization, this platform decay affects all of us, and it is accelerating. So it is urgent that we start working on a systemic solution, or I should say a basket of systemic solutions. We're going to need this to dig ourselves out of this. I suppose the current arrangement materially benefits eight dudes on the west coast of the U.S. so that they can add more wings to their many mansions. I'm not sure that actually benefits them, though. But it certainly does not benefit the rest of us. And so it's time for the rest of us to start working on these systemic solutions. I really appreciate Cory Doctorow being on the show a third time. Again, if you'd like links to the resources tonight, and if you'd like links to the past two episodes with Cory, they're all available for free at tectonic.fm, TECH tonic.fm. I also want to thank Kirk Pearson for slightly new versions of our music. today that I'm going to be using. They did a great job on the composition, the production of all of our Tectonic music. So thank you, Kirk. And I want to remind you that you are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, and 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dave Mandel. Until next time, friends, I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. And another friend and past guest, Michael Hurst, has a new song out with Claudia Gonson from Magnetic Fields called Eyes Without a Face. Anyone of a certain age will know this. I really like this version. I'll see you next time, friends. Have a good one.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Did the first couple seconds of that track get cut off? This is very upsetting. Did we not hear all 38 seconds? I think I accidentally cut off a second or two. You know what? Next week I'll play the extra 2 seconds just to get the balance, get the universe back into balance. Anyway, welcome everybody. This show's called It's Complicated. Subtitle: An Hour of Prog and Prog Adjacent Music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I present this show every week, every Monday evening. I'm here even on Labor Day. This is not labor. This is a labor of love, you might say. I'm going to start tonight's show with music from a group called Gilgamesh, English band that was, I guess, led by a guy named Alan Gowen, G-O-W-E-N, and they're loosely grouped in with the Canterbury bands, as will be obvious when you hear them, the instrumentation. And they actually, Alan Gowen played with a few notable Canterbury or Canterbury adjacent people, like guitarist Alan Holdsworth and Jamie Muir, percussionist, who was percussionist in King Crimson. Anyway, we're going to hear a track from a self-titled album from 1975, Gilgamesh, and here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that track from the group, Gilgamesh, the one and only group, Gilgamesh, which again was led by a guy named Alan Bowen. Gowan. Did I say Bowen? Gowan. Goodness. That's a G, not a B. And we're going to continue slumming it in the 70s a little bit longer. This is a track I just discovered, thanks to a kind listener. We're going to hear something from Al Stewart. Now, I'm as familiar with Al Stewart as the next guy or gal. But this is an album I'd never heard, to my great eternal shame. It's an album called Orange that was released in 1972. And the interesting thing about Al Stewart, now he's not particularly known for being proggy, but I do know this. And this is that he once took guitar lessons from Robert Fripp. That's a very fun fact about Al Stewart, that he studied with Robert Fripp at some point, you know, many, many, many years ago. But this album, Orange, is really good. Again, from 72. It's pretty proggy. And we're going to hear a track from it called The News. What track was he going to play, he asks. The News from Spain. The News from Spain is the track I have queued up here. Al Stewart from the album Orange, 1972.
Into a taxi and down to the airport. In only the clothes I was standing in. A scribbled address, a toothbrush, a passport. The money we saved in the biscuit tin. Running afraid to a strange Spanish town. Searching the sands and the shoreline. On the beaches,
and the crowds have gone. I've left my song to be killed alone in Carvajal. In Carvajal.
Nice long fade. And that's Al Stewart, really dark, I mean musically dark song with lots of diminished chords. Can I say that? Can I get that technical on this program? There's just tons of these very dissonant diminished chords. It's cool. Now playing on that record, interestingly, was none other than Rick Wakeman on, I guess, on organ, maybe piano and organ, and Brinsley Schwartz, right, who's known for very different kind of stuff. Brinsley Schwartz, well, fronted a band of the same name with, you know, Nick Lowe and Dave Edmonds. And also Bruce Thomas is on this album. Bruce Thomas, the bass player from Elvis Costello and the Attractions, a sort of vague connection there with Brinsley Schwartz. And I was, you know, like probably most people, when Elvis and the Attractions first hit the scene, you know, you just assumed they were all like 19 years old and they just sprung out of nowhere. But in fact, Bruce Thomas, who is a really, really good bass player, had been around for a long time. He was no kid, no teenager when he joined the Attractions. And this is, again, an album from 72 that he's on. There's some pretty fancy bass playing on that track. Al Stewart. All right, then. I'm going to play something else that also may be kind of unexpected to some of you. I'm going to play something by Os Mutantes, the famed, I guess, Tropicalia or psychedelic Tropicalia group. And I'm going to play a track from an album that is in a very different direction. Yes, that's right. It's kind of proggy. So this is going to be track from a 1974 LP with a really long title that I won't regale you with just yet, but it's a track called Pythagoras, I guess. Os Mutantes, Gettin' Proggy in 1974.
Thank you.
That music there from the Brazilian group, the legendary Brazilian group, Os Mutantes, and again, a less than obvious track, less than obvious sound for them there, a track called Pitágoras from 1974. Os Mutantes getting kind of proggy there. And before I forget, I wanted to wish everybody, whether you're in the U.S. or not, happy Labor Day. I hope you had a nice three-day weekend. Every day should be Labor Day or Labor-Free Day. We never want work. Work is bad. We don't want to work unless we love the work that we're doing. Any other kind of work should be abolished, in my opinion. And we're going to go back to the U.S. now. Back? Have we been to the U.S. at all? I don't think we've actually been to the U.S. yet. We're going to go to the U.S. for the first time in tonight's show with a group from Louisville, sort of red, white, and blue, middle American city. And we're going to hear a group called French TV. And we're also going to enter for the first time in the show the 21st century, I think. So we're going to hear a group, French TV, an album from 2002 that was called The Case Against Art. And these guys are great. This will be a track called The Thing, That Thing on the Wall from French TV. Thank you. Yes, sirree. French TV there, who hail again from Louisville, Kentucky. And we heard a track called That Thing on the Wall from a 2002 release called The Case Against Art. People ask me all the time when I tell them that I do a radio show devoted to prog rock, they ask me, what is prog rock? And, you know, I should just play them that track, I think, and it all will be clear. I could either play that or, like, side one of Tales from Topographic Oceans, but then they would probably run screaming from the room, wouldn't they? So French TV, great piece there, a banger. And what was next? Yes, I know. We're going to hear music from Venezuela now, a Venezuelan group called Aditus. It's A-D-I-T-U-S. And they've been around for many years. I think they are still around, releasing albums, and are very different today, much bigger, much more popular. But we're going to hear a track from an album that was released in 1977, and it was a self-released album. So kind of a rarity and very different from the, I think, much more mainstream group that they have become. So Aditus, we're going to hear, again, a track from a 77 album called A Través de la Ventana, and I guess I'd call it, it's strange. It is like bits of easy listening, bits of jazz, very odd combination of stuff, but I would argue still proggy, and this is the group Aditus.
Thank you.
And that's the group Aditas from Venezuela, like crazy with a capital K, man. So many genres. Someone on the comments board said that would not be out of place on a library music collection, which I agree. And also some fusion, some easy listening. What a nutty assemblage of sounds from the group Aditas, a track called Solenoid from 1977, from a self-released album. And you're tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU, coming to you from the wilds of Jersey City, New Jersey. I'm Dave Mandel, and this show is called It's Complicated. I'm here at this time every Monday playing the Prague and Prague-adjacent hits for you. And thanks for being there. I made a passing reference to the comments board, so I should say that you are encouraged, not required, but encouraged to hop aboard the comments board and say hello if you feel like it. Always lots of distracting conversation going on there. Really brilliant. I am eternally grateful for all the brilliant people who chat away and talk about the music and stuff during my show. Go to WFMU.org. And click on the link that says Playlists and Comments, and you'll be there and say hello if you do show up there. You're going to hear another 70s thing, an early 70s thing. This is from 1971, which is like pre-Prague, really, by almost any definition, but definitely getting there. We're going to hear a group called BB Blunder, B period Blunder. And I don't remember the names of any of the members offhand, but I do know that they were kind of a spin-off of the group Blossom Toes. Blossom Toes were a great English psychedelic band. And a few of the members of Blossom Toes formed this group, BB Blunder. And we're going to hear an instrumental track. They're not all instrumental, but this one is, from an album called Workers' Playtime, just by coincidence on Labor Day, or on anti-Labor Day. And this is good. It's got this very dramatic, sort of classical feel of early prog stuff, and this is B.B. Blunder. Totally caught off guard by the four-minute song, the obscenely short song of 4 minutes. I'm completely bewildered here. But that was music from B.B. Blunder, a track from B.B. Blunder, an instrumental piece from the album Workers' Playtime. Research, the title of that track from B.B. Blunder from 1971. Very early sort of proto-prog, I would say, right? I think that's fair. And now that I'm, let me see if I can regain my footing here. Okay, got it. All good. We're going to hear something from the former Yugoslavia now. This is going to be a group called Pop Masina, M-A-S-I-N-A, Pop Masina, something from 1973. And they're kind of, this group was kind of a hybrid of prog and sort of hard rock with some Canterbury-ish, nice combination of stuff, some Canterbury-ish touches, some Pink Floyd. This is Pop Masina. And music there from the group Pop Machina. I was, my pronunciation was corrected on the comments board. Thank you for that. There's no, usually there'd be a diacritical mark over the S denoting that it's a sh sound, but no, not there. Anyway, Pop Machina and a track from an album called Kissalina from 1973. Really lovely Canterbury-ish or Pink Floyd-ish track from the former Yugoslavia. And I have a couple of announcements to make. First, announcement number one is as follows. The new issue of WFMU's program guide, print program guide, paper program guide, LCD, is out and has been sent to all listeners in the U.S. who donated $75 or more during our last fundraising marathon, which was back in March. If you're a new listener or if you live outside the U.S. and you would like a copy mailed to you, we'd be happy to do that. Just sign up for a copy at the following URL. www.iwantmylcd.com. That's www.iwantmylcd.com. And we will get a copy off to you. The other thing I want to mention is that our fall, winter, spring schedule begins next week, next Monday, a week from tonight, September 8th. And as usual, There's two schedule periods here at FMU. One is the short summer schedule, which we're in right now, and then there's a longer fall, winter, spring schedule, and that longer schedule starts next week. And as usual, people take off for a schedule period, new people join, people move around to different slots. There are actually, I think, more than the usual number of changes on this upcoming schedule. So go to our website, WFMU.org, and read all about it. I will still be here Mondays at 7 to 8 p.m. I'm very happy about that. So I'll be here next week, just like nothing ever happened. But other shows are moving, or some people, again, are sitting out the next season. So do go to the website and check it out. Have a great week. Always a pleasure to play music for you. See you next time. You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rock Lynn County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. See you next time. Stashu's next.
Bringing to you the spirit of radio all night long on today's special edition of The Dance With Me, Stanley
Show!
What? All right, I'm going to play the theme song now. All right, Bobby, I don't know about you, but I heard that today is the last show of the Dance With Me Stanley Show for a while.
How can that be?
Well, it be. I mean, it be. And as much as I love the spirit of radio, why, we might not hear that theme song for a little while, so we might as well play it again. And we have a special segment on the Dance With Me Stanley Show that is called Yeshteras. What does that mean, Bobby? You're Polish.
That means one more time.
That's right. That means one more time. Why you? simmer down, everyone. But because I want to be particularly annoying today, I'm going to play it a third time. So, yes, Yesteras. Go ahead, say it.
Yesteras. 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 Yesteras.
Okay, so it's not that I want to be annoying. I just want you to have that theme song so you can put it in your back pocket so you can have enough for the road, so to speak. All right, here is the spirit of radio. What does the spirit of radio mean to you? We'll be right back.
efforts were written on the studio wall. Rock and roll, yeah!
Yeah!
So, what does the spirit of radio mean to you, Bobby? Honk if you love radio.